Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Talented children's book author Dawn H. Kittle is back with us on This Week in America with her new book, Many Gifts, the heartwarming story of Roberta Beaver and other forest creatures. Dawn is a retired school teacher, during which time she also wrote curriculum. She received several accolades during this time and active in both Cub and Boy Scouts of America. Received the Cross and Flame Award, representing outstanding service to God, children, and country. Resides in Michigan, actively involved in the Greater Lansing Orchid Society, active in her church. She's the author of Christmas is Love, Beatrix, the Floppy-Eared Bunny, and Michael Moose Helps Santa. We've talked about all of those here on This Week in America. And now, Many Gifts. The author's a widow, two grown twins, and we meet the boy right now. Her son, Robert Kittle, also a children's book author, joins us today on the program. Robert is the author of The Adventures of Charlie, the charming story of a young dog who realizes not every animal on the farm is looking out for his best interest. Robert resides in Perry, Michigan, currently on a subcommittee of the Perry City Council, working in a nursing facility. He's a life member of the Eagle Scouts, one of the youngest recipients of the Silver Beaver Award, also received the Cross and Flame Award. Robert has an associate degree in landscape and nursery management from Michigan State University. Author Robert Kittle, along with his mom, author Dawn H. Kittle, joining us on This Week in America. Dawn, welcome back to the program. Robert, welcome to the program for the first time. Pleasure to have both of you with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robert, I'm excited about what you're doing. The book is in production. We'll be out soon. By the time some people hear this interview, it will be out. And we'll tell them where to get information on the book. And Dawn's book is available right now. The book is Many Gifts. You'll find it wherever books are sold. And Dawn's website. And we'll give you that as we go through the program. Dawn, let's start with you. How did you come up with the idea? Tell me about where the idea for Many Gifts came up.
It's actually really from the Bible, you might say, as we all have spiritual gifts. And I had written out several ideas, and one was Roberta a beaver, who has the buck teeth and didn't like their teeth. And once I start the book, then everything just kind of flows, and that if we all use our gifts, we would become one, we would work together. Yes. Well.
I love the concept of that and all of your books, and we're showing those in the video. We'll mention those again on the program. All of your books have so many themes. It's not just an entertaining story for a young person. It's a book that that has a message there as well. This one is Many Gifts. Robert, I'll ask you that same question. Where did this idea, because you've got a message in here as well, an important one. Where did you get the concept, the idea for The Adventures of Charlie? How did that idea come to you?
It started out as just something for me to do when I got home when I got divorced. And I just sit at home and I'd start writing, and it just kind of materialized into a book about, I'm not really sure how to put this, but that, you know, no matter what happens with whoever you're with, in the end, something always good can come about it.
And you bring that home so well in the book, The Adventures of Charlie. The book is being published by UR Link Publishing. If you check them, you'll find out when the book is available. Of course, when it is, it'll be available on Amazon, and we will have that information as well. Dawn, in your book, just give me an overall summary of the book. I summarized it very briefly. Give me a little bit of summary of the storyline between about Many Gifts.
Okay, well, Roberta doesn't like her teeth, and Charlie Chipmunk comes along and tells her they're just fine and everything. And he goes along the way, and he hears some yelling, and it's Fritz Fox, who has a limb has fallen on him. So he goes and he gets Roberta, and Roberta goes and she frees the fox. Well, in the meantime, he has a broken leg, Fritz Fox does, and all the other animal creatures, they come and help him. Now, Fritz is a mortal enemy to some of these animals. And even though he's an enemy, they also take care of him until he gets better. And therefore, the community, they say, why? Well, Betty Bunny asked. Well, why are you taking care of him? Because he's a mortal enemy. And Charlie remarks, well, in our community, we take care of everybody because he needs our help. So that's another little hint that you help your enemies too.
I love it, and I said this before, and I'll say it again because it's so important. You have very important messages in your book. We've talked extensively about Beatrix. It's a great teaching tool. You discuss bullying, prejudice, inclusivity, empathy, all of those issues. That's really important to you as an author, isn't it, to address something that's not only entertaining for a young reader, but a message for them as well.
Yes, it is very important.
And you do that so well in bringing it out. And Robert, when you were writing The Adventures of Charlie, talk a little bit about the message of that, because you do the same thing. And I'll ask you while you're giving some thought to that answer, what influence has your mother been on your writing in doing a children's book?
Well, I started this book in 2004. So at that time, I was just, you know, writing, and my mom was like, you know, maybe you should do something about it, about the book. I go, sure. So that's when she started, we started going through, and she helped me go through the book and somewhat proofread it and told me the highlights and lowlights of what I should and shouldn't do. So, that's how that came about with mom helping, and that's probably why the message came across like it did in my book, because, you know, mom's books all have messages and mine kind of went along that same direction, and by the time I got done writing it.
You know, it's interesting because you've got that same knack to be able to tell a story and to tell a meaningful story. Robert Kittle is one of our guests on the program. His book is The Adventures of Charlie, that soon to be released. As you're listening to this, it already may be released. I'll send you to urlinkpublishing.com, urlinkpublishing.com. We've got this on our website. Find out when the book is available, and you can get it there, book available. It will be at Amazon as well. And Dawn H. Kittle back with us on the program talking about her new book, Many Gifts. Dawn, you always choose an animal, and we always fall in love with the animal as you're telling that story. In this case, it's a beaver. Why did you decide to use a beaver as the main character in Many Gifts?
Oh, because of her teeth, the way they stick out. I thought I could use that because she, well, I have a picture of the book. I don't know if you can see it too well.
Yeah, we've got that. And then we've actually got that, all of the book covers on the screen as well.
Right.
So yeah,
okay.
We see exactly what you're talking about. I love that picture.
Yeah. Well, this takes place in the magical forest. And in the magical forest, you have all these animals that I tell in the first story that can talk like humans. Well, Beatrix is also in this book, and Charlie Chipmunk, who's been most of them. And once again, Daphne Deer, who took care of Santa's reindeer. In the last book, Michael Moose helps Santa. She is visiting her cousins here at the magical forest, and she is the head nurse who takes care of the Fritz Fox, and it's just like an ongoing situations in the life of the magical forest.
And the book is available now, and you'll get all this information. Let me give you Dawn's website. It's dawnkittlebooks.com. All of the books that we talk about in the program are available there, dawnkittlebooks.com. Kittle, Kittle. And we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We touched briefly, Robert, on your book, The Many Adventures of Charlie. Do you identify with any one of the characters in that story?
Not particularly one in particular. Probably the closest would be Charlie. But just because he kind of gets into quite a bit of mischief, and I can do the same thing without trying.
Yeah, your mom's shaking her head. Yes, she agrees with that.
Yeah. And at the time, I named Charlie because my dog at the time was Charlie. And that's pretty much what inspired the whole book, to be honest, but the dog in the book is not a schnauzer like my Charlie was. It was more like a like a herding dog because of being on the farm.
Yeah, and you talk about that relationship and the interrelationship between all of the animals there. Good lessons for young people, good lessons for adults to learn as well. That book is going to be available soon, if it's not already, The Adventures of Charlie by Robert Kittle. And again, we'll have that information on our website, checkyourlinkpublishing.com and Amazon when it's available. Let's start with Dawn in terms of target audience. Is there a particular audience, Dawn, you have in mind as you write your books? In this book, Many Gifts in particular.
Well, actually, it's basically for children from those that can start to read on up, like maybe 7 to 12. And I'm starting with the younger children because I think I said before I'm trying to bring about world peace one book at a time. And the best way to start is with children, with younger children.
Well, and that really gets them started. And that's a great reminder as an adult. If the child is reading the book to them, we as adults sometimes have a tendency, parents, grandparents, to think as well as the young person is reading the book. Or if we're reading the book, it's a great opportunity to have a very honest discussion with them. And Robert, as you were writing the Many Adventures of Charlie, did you have a particular audience in mind?
I didn't, but by the time I got done writing it, it was more... not so much the younger ones like my mother does, but more like you're talking like the right before teenagers.
Tweens.
Yep, yes.
Tweens. And even adults could read it because it is kind of a fun, whimsical book. And there are some words that are a little bigger than most like eighth graders would probably understand. Or not eighth graders, but you know, like fifth graders would be able to understand. But so I would probably say mine's more based on older because there's still bullying in it, but it'd be more.
Yes.
More for an older adolescent than a young one.
Both of these books are great additions to a home library. The kids will be reading them. You can put the book back on the shelf when they're done, and I guarantee you they'll be back getting it down and referring to it as well and passing it along to grandchildren as well. Dawn, were there any characters in your book that you identified with?
Well, like Robert, it's probably a couple. One would be Charlie, and maybe Daphne, although I'm not a nurse, but because she's helping people, and that's kind of my forte, besides teaching, is helping others. So, yeah, Robert goes,
Well, yeah. I think that sums it up. That could be you or a part of you. I've set in several of the characters in the book. The book is Many Gifts. That's the new one by Dawn H. Kittle. Her website is DawnKittleBooks.com. DawnKittleBooks.com. Yeah. Like on our website.
I wanted to say that for some reason, my pen name is Dawn Harvey Kittle, and for some reason on this one they put an H in there, and that's certainly not my middle initial, my middle name initial. So I just wanted to make that clear. That
well, I'm glad
Dawn
you
Harvey.
Did, and that on the other books it's Dawn Harvey Kittle. So if you
that's right.
If you, in fact, from now on, I will refer to Dawn as Dawn Harvey Kittle. That's the way you'll find the books when you're Googling all of that. And again, if you go to her website, DawnKittleBooks.com, get all the information there and the books on our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Dawn, why did you use a fox to be injured in the book? How did that develop in
the
story?
Yeah, but I was thinking now I should have, because I wanted to do something on, you know, we take care of our, like the Good Samaritan, we take care of our, like everybody passed him up, except Charlie, of course, the chipmunk. And the reason why I use the fox is because he's a scavenger. A fox is a scavenger and a sly, and he could easily eat the rabbit or the chipmunk or whatever. And so I wanted an enemy, but yet an enemy that could be taken care, that wasn't too big, that could be taken care of by the other animals. And that's why I decided on a fox.
And the
I
fox,
could use the badger too, kind of think of it. But the badger's an intern, so that's...
Well, all of this takes place in Dawn's newest book, Dawn Harvey Kittle. The book has many gifts available on our website. All of her books are available there as well. And again, a link for that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dawn, talk about the illustration in the book. That's such an important part of it and really adds to the overall enjoyment of the book.
Well, my granddaughter did that. My oldest granddaughter, she's 14. Annabelle Francis. The reason why she did the illustrations is because my illustrator no longer can do that due to a health issue that he has. So I asked Annabelle, who's won some prizes on art, if she would do that for me. But she lives in Minnesota. So how we had to do that is that she would text me a picture, and I would say, okay, or I would say, not like in the first one, didn't have quite, she didn't have the reflection of the two. I said, I want a reflection in the water, or I want something like this, or, and so then she would redo it and send it back to me, and that's how the pictures began. And I told her what I wanted, and I sent her a copy of the, of my undone book, and that's how the illustrations developed.
She did an excellent job. So as you're reading this particular book by Dawn, Many Gifts, you'll understand that's her granddaughter that's involved in the illustrations of that. All of the books, besides important messages, are very well illustrated. All of the books by Dawn Harvey Kittle. Robert, I got a couple minutes left in the program. What lessons would you like people to take away? What would you like to take away to be when they read The Adventures of Charlie? What do you hope resonates with the reader?
Well, a couple things is, well, the obvious one is all because someone does something mean to you doesn't mean that you should write that person off. You know, if they need help, you should still give them help. And also that sometimes when people tell you to do stuff, don't automatically assume that's gospel, that, you know, really you should do your own research before you go ahead and decide to do something that's not smart.
And those are important messages well told in the first book by Robert, The Adventures of Charlie. I'll ask you, too, because I'm curious, why a chapter book? Why did you decide this particular format for this book?
Well, because this book just kept on going and going and going. So it was one of those things that started out as one thing, and I was like, I'll just write a little bit, and then I wrote every day, and then I wrote every night for pretty much almost a year and a half. It just kind of kept on going. So it was better to be a chapter book than anything else.
Suddenly pages became chapters, and that's how that grows. And sometimes chapters become sequels, and you have other books out there. What are you working on now? Do you have another project that you're working on?
I have a couple in my head that I haven't had anything put on paper yet.
Well, we'll be watching for that. In the meantime, we'll enjoy The Adventures of Charlie. And Dawn, before we go, let's talk a little bit about, I want to mention Beatrix here before I ask about other books, because that was such a popular book. In fact, you put a curriculum together. A lot of teachers around the country are using that book to help teach their young people. Is Beatrix in this book? Will she continue in this?
Oh, yes. I think she's in all of them. No, except for Michael Moose. No, she goes for help, too. Charlie goes and gets Roberta. And Beatrix, she runs to Dr. Pamela Possum to get the doctor to come assist in Butch the Badger, who's the intern. And she goes to get them to help the fox.
So Beatrice lives on. That's good. Everybody loves the character. That book is Beatrix the Floppy-Eared Bunny. Let me give you the other books by Dawn. Christmas is Love, Beatrix the Floppy-Eared Bunny, and Michael Moose Helps Santa. We've talked about all of those here on This Week in America, and now Many Gifts, which is now available. Now I'll ask what you're working on now. I say a retired teacher. You're still teaching, just in a different way and reaching out to kids. What are you working on now?
Well, I do have an idea for the next Book of the Magical Forest, but I'm really working on another series, a Yvonne and Yvette series, and it's called The Quest of the Yellow Hibiscus. It's entirely different. It's for like teenagers, young adults. It's a mystery adventure and involves even smuggling, and it has all kinds of intricacies in it. But because it involves real people in a real place, I have to be very accurate in what I'm writing. So I have to do a lot of research and make sure everything's correct that I say. So.
Well, that will be interesting to follow the progress of that as well. Now we've got Dawn Harvey Kittle. Her newest book is Many Gifts. All of the books are available at her website, dawnkittlebooks.com. A link on our website. You'll find the books as well, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Yorlink Publishing, all of the usual places. This one, Many Gifts, is the new one. Robert's book is just about to be released as we are recording this interview in the latter part of June. So check with yourlinkpublishing.com, amazon.com, find out when the book is available. You Google the name Robert Kittle, that will give you the information when the book is available. That book is The Adventures of Charlie, and we'll have information at This Week in America as well. It is always a pleasure, Dawn, to have you on the program. Thank you so much once again. Looking forward to having you back with us. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And this time accompanied by her son, Robert. Robert, a pleasure. How bad was this the first time? Was this a pleasant? See, you're a published author now. You have to do these things. You're smiling now. That's good. It was a pleasure having you here. Love what you're doing as well in the book, The Adventures of Charlie. Hopefully the first of many, maybe not take 15, 20 years to complete again, and we can have you back on the program while we're both still young. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Robert Kittle and Dawn Harvey Kittle. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dawn's website, once again, dawnkittlebooks.com. Links directly to her books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you are listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.